Brent from Next Accounting in studio with us. Thanks for coming in, mate.
No worries, mate.
Now, this morning we want to talk about something which, oh, look, this is not a topic which comes up very regularly on our show.
However, it's not.
It's something which affects us all and will particularly affect us all later on in life, and that is superannuation.
Yeah, I mean, our postcode is the one with the highest amount of lost and unclaimed super. I can't believe
in
it.
In the whole of Australia.
Sunday, out of the whole of Australia.
Brent, how come we are so bad at claiming our super?
I have absolutely no idea how they're bigger than all the capital cities and everywhere else around the country. It's amazing. I'm just looking at the stats here. There's 12,100 accounts of people that have not claimed super.
That's
so basically,
so
you've got money sitting in an account somewhere that you're just not paying attention to, and eventually that money will whittle away through fees and insurances and stuff that you don't even know you're paying for. So it's crazy. I mean, it's great for McCall to be on top of the country again, but probably not the area we wanted to be the best
in. No,
I
don't think so. So explain how this happens. Like, how do we have all this unclaimed stuff? What are some scenarios?
It's money that's supposed to go for your savings for later on in life.
Yeah, it is. So super is really important for people. And what do people, particularly young people, sort of lose sight of that? Most people later on in life really start to focus on super and understand the importance of it. The pension's about $450 a week or 900 and something a fortnight. So it's not really a lot of money, right? So when you get to that stage of life to retire, we really start to focus on super. But the reality is by then it's too late. So we need to start focusing on superannuation from a much younger age. And I think in Mackay, generally, you know, young people have the ability here to make high incomes either via the mines or just in industry, right?
You think it's miners just not claiming it, maybe?
Well, not so much that, mate. I think what happens is a lot of people up here change jobs a lot.
And a lot of the time
what you'll have is you'll have a super fund with one employer, they'll set you up with that. But if you're changing jobs every 3, 6, 9 months or something like that, you're actually potentially going from one super fund to another and not really paying attention to that.
I've had this issue a few years ago, and then I got something when got them finally all into the same one. Because you pay fees, don't you, on all the different ones?
Mate, you do, yeah. So most of those super funds are charging you a fee based on your balance. And if you only have that super fund for 6 months, that fee's not going to be substantial. But they also have life insurances and things like that that are slowly whittling away your balance. So if you've got 3 or 4 different super funds, you've got 3 or 4 different life insurances potentially.
Oh, my God.
You're actually insured with quite a lot of money, but you don't realise. At the end of the day, you probably don't need for a life insurance policy.
Probably not.
Why are you paying for it?
So, Brent, what do people do if they want to check that their super's just all sorted? They want to just get it done and make sure they're not, you know, losing
money.
They've
got unclaimed money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so, look, basically, the best way to go, if you jump on Google, ATO Find My Lost Super, you can jump on there. There's a decent link to a little thing that will show you if you've got any lost super. The easiest way is through MyGov. But the problem with the MyGov one is that's tax file number related. So if you haven't given your tax file number to an employer, they won't know what your tax file number is, so that actually won't work. You're just going to need to keep looking and maybe go see a financial advisor at some stage, and they'll definitely be able to find it for you.
It's one of those things worth doing. Just get it sorted.
And doing it early.
So simple. And the thing is, when you're in your 20s or 30s, you probably don't care, but I can promise you, when you get to 50s and 60s and there's not as much there as what you would like, I mean, we're all going to work for the same reason. One day we don't want to work anymore. That's
exactly
why we're working. So the reality is when you get to that age, you want as much in there as you can possibly have because, again, that pension money just doesn't go too far.
Yeah.
What is it?
Absolutely.
$80 to fill up your car these days.
Oh, my God. It's getting crazy.
Imagine what it's
going
to be like in a few years even.
Don't remind me.
So I think that's the thing. And, I can't really explain why Mackay has such a large number compared to the rest of the country.
Yeah.
But I'd have to think it's to do with the transient workforce. And the way we up here, particularly out west, a lot of people changing jobs a lot of the time and things like that. So just make sure when you pick a super fund, pick the one that you want, pick the one that's right for you, and then just try to stick with it.
There's no point
having 3 or 4 multiple different funds.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Brent, we really appreciate
Thank
you coming
you.
In. As always,
this,
you know, we all need and like money, and the more of it, the better. So
it's good to get a little bit of information.
Yeah.
Great. Thanks for having me down, guys.
Thank you.